All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
All right, cool. If you'll follow me into this castle. Yeah, this is the elemental
generic.
Yes, it's incredibly generic. Watch the polygons.
Oof.
And we're heading up to the king because we're going to go on a quest. But we don't know. I'm getting a page.
Wait a second here. Beep, beep, what?
Yeah, our beepers are going off. Ducky.tv beepers.
Our buddy beepers. Let me see here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It says you're doing great. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, can buddy beepers be something soon?
We got to get buddy beepers. That should be our next Patreon milestone goal.
Not for everybody else, just for us?
Yeah, we'll be happier and we'll make better shows. Even though if we could provide, like, if beepers ever got cheap enough to where we could just provide, like, all the people on Slack with buddy beepers so we could just, like, send each other encouraging emojis and shit.
Yep.
Keep it up.
Oh, my, yeah. And it would just get inscrutable. What's this, a slice of bread with a face?
Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, man. Okay.
Our beepers went off.
Wait a second. Okay, wait, mine only says one word. Does yours only say one word?
No, mine said doing great. What does yours say?
Mine says zoo, which is weird.
The U2 tour?
No, no. Wait, check yours. I heard it vibrate.
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Race.
Huh. I wonder what happens when we put them together.
Race zoo. Oh my God.
This is horrible.
Is this some kind
this
of terrible
GeoCities website?
Yeah, futuristic white supremacist GeoCities website. Race zoo?
Well, wait a minute. But what if it's zoo race? That would change everything.
You just pop that into Google.
I'm glowing.
This is my favorite thing we've done for the show. And also, I'm with no sense of exaggeration, like many times during playing this game, I felt the kind of gratefulness that, like, they say in self-help books, they're like, people who are grateful all the time are happier, like, count your blessings and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this caused me to count my blessings. Like, I was playing and just being like, in some ways, you know, like, I'm not, in general, I don't think I'm a very happy person a lot of time, but, like, in some ways I am very blessed. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, this is the best of all possible worlds.
Yep.
Like, Voltaire, you know, I know that you were kidding. Like, Candide was a farce, but, like, in some ways, like, if you were to go back in time and show this to Candide, like, he would feel pretty vindicated about this best of all possible worlds thing.
Yeah. Just, first off, what is this magic box?
Yeah.
And second off, I'm delighted.
Suck it, Candy. Go do my slave bidding.
Flip him the double bird.
Yeah. Like, and tell your boss, Voltaire, to suck my greasy dick.
Why is it greasy?
Because I got all lubed up. Can't eat.
Okay, we need to introduce ourselves because, like, we're diving face first into this.
Yeah. So this is, my name is Gary.
My name is Cole.
And this is Abject Suffering. And this is a very special episode of Abject Suffering.
Whew.
Not just because it's like, it's the 104th episode or whatever.
Yep.
It's just very special.
Yeah. So we're covering a game called Zoo Race, as we talked about. And this part of the clouds over Gary's head. And this caused me to just beam and smile and laugh more than any game I've played in several years.
Yeah, it's very special. And I looked up some stuff about it, and it is, like, it shows up on all the YouTube channels. Like, it's like it has that YouTube clickbait kind of thing, you know, like a goat simulator or some such. But, like, it's not it's a genuine work. The people who made it, I think, have a sense of humor, but I don't think it's entirely a joke or anything, which is what makes it special. This was on our poll for abject suffrage, but You know, it didn't win, and we were looking at all the different things we could have played and found this. And like, yes, it could have ended up in the poll next month or whatever, but after looking at it, we couldn't wait.
Yeah, like, so to continue with the biblical thing, we were not going to hide our light under a bushel.
No, God decreed.
People need to know.
Find the creature living in you, which can be another sign off for this show. So, Cole, tell me a little bit about the plot of Zoo Race.
Well, Gary, do you want me to start with the narrative or the meta narrative? Like, well, where are we starting? The historical basis for this, the noted phenomenon of creature races.
Let's talk about the guy who made it, but then go into.
Well, oh no, yeah, no, I mean, both... you mean God?
Yep.
Okay. So, Gary, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start.
It's so rich because if this was a boring game, we definitely have another half hour of like Gary and Cole talk about religion and us. Like if this was like a shitty, you know, a shitty tie-in platformer, then like we could digress about this. But like, I don't want to waste any time talking about God.
No, I don't. Gary, I'm not being facetious. I'm not trying to lead into like, you know, the ontology of all things. I'm asking you because there's like the narrative of this is an onion because they're not just the races that Noah held after the flood abated, right? And it's not just that Noah's three sons decided to play some mischief on all of the goodly animals who were let loose from the ark by throwing hydrogen balloons at them. But there's also the notion of in the present day where there's what appears to be a poorly rendered, like somebody tried to make a 3D model of John Malkovich talking to a librarian who wants him to read something factual like a dictionary. And then he says, but what if there were creature races? And then this, you know, this liberal elite ivory tower woman, she turns into a horse. And then just in all of the materials, she like all the other videos, she's talking to the camera. And then she's like, oh, wait, I feel a horse spell coming on, and walks away and just intermittently turns into a horse, which I'm sure is this guy's fetish.
I like, that's the thing. The subtext behind here is so jack-off-y. Like people are listening to this owe themselves to go watch at least the video that's on the front page. The Zoo Race game story, which tells like the actual story about this, where like these guys are just hanging around, you know, in this library, and he at first it's not explicitly religious, which I really love. Because she's like, why don't you try reading a dictionary? And then he's just like, I'd rather read things about animals. I like animals.
No, like animal stories.
Yeah, he's not like, he's an idiot.
He's like Nick Kroll's character in Children's Hospital. He's got progeria.
Yeah.
Like animals.
Yeah, he's, but then it's just like, hey, do you think that Noah took the animals from the ark and raced them? That's an easy question to answer. I'm going to say no. It doesn't seem in the spirit of Noah or the Bible to me. But this game asks, what if he did?
Animal races, fact or fiction?
This quote from the... him and all his friends turn into these animals and race with God and Noah and a bunch of other kind of robed guys. Do it. But it's like, it's horrific. Like when they turn into the animals. Like it's just like it's against their will. These animals,
they can't talk anymore. They're just making the noises. They're trying to put on hats and stuff to feel some semblance of humanity.
Yeah, and it only kind of works. It's really pretty incredible. In the beginning of this, they talk. So essentially, this is a racing game. The race games of celebration. Every time you're talking about like the Zoo Race or the race games or anything like that, I just feel like this is a white supremacist thing. So after the flood and stuff, but you have to avoid these obstacles and then you eat food in order to speed up.
You get a little speed boost.
The dialogue here where it's like, let's give them a real race, ha, said Shem. Yes, and let's have some fun, lol, said Japheth and Ham. So beware of Noah's three sons, because this race is so very different.
So
like that's the copy on this is just like a never ending treat. Like anything that's written down that has to do with this game is wonderful.
Which like so let's go in here. I'm just trying to read some motivation into this. They want to like fuck up Noah's game because they think like, Noah, you're drinking too much. That's the thing, right? Ham's all like, you know what? I'm going to go in here and I'm going to reveal to everybody that my dad has passed out on wine because Noah was the original drunk. He throws it open. And do you know what Noah did to get revenge?
Say it.
He said, is the Canaanites? Yeah, no, yeah. So your son Canaan, he will forever be a slave and all of his descendants will be a slave just because Ham blew up his spot.
Ugh. Fucking Ham.
And so Ham's all like, you know what? You're out here. You're soused to the gills on vino, and I'm going to stop this.
I'm your friend, and I'm not going to let you do this.
Friends don't let friends race animals drunk.
In the race strategies section of the website, a section on the food, whichever creature you play as, be sure to act like a crazy creature and get all the food that you can. Is collecting and eating all food gives you temporary energy bursts that can potentially propel you to the lead position.
Mm-hmm.
If playing on Hannah's Heights or when running on the moon itself, though. So already, like, I'd read this before I started playing. I'm like, ooh, go to the moon. Then be careful of the crows there and them dropping their crow poop on the ground towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not mistake the food for the crow poop, because eating crow poop results in a speed penalty, which will slow you down. Second paragraph. When eating food, remember to act like an animal and eat as much as you can. Like this is made with a real serious idea that animals are gluttonous monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
Well, yeah.
Like, my cat will eat until he pukes anytime I give him a chance. Like,
but you have to be sure to eat like a crazy animal.
Yeah, exactly. A crazy critter. it's something else.
Yeah, and so, like, the level design is all over the... Like, I've got notes about each of the levels, Gary.
That's better than I did, because I didn't play... The levels are long. It doesn't feel like a race game. Like, they go on for a long time.
They're, like, 3 minutes long, Gary.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, 3 minutes long. Well, I also... The thing is, with, like, the half hour we spend on this, I played 3 races and then got sucked into the website. So it's, like, I didn't know that this was going to require, like, a week's worth of research, which, like, it would support. This would support, I was joking on Slack about this being like a bonfireside chat-esque season-long examination of this company and the things that they do,
yeah.
Which it could be. So let's go through the different tracks real quick and let's see what notes you have, because the most noteworthy things I have are when you get attached to rockets or shot out of the cannon.
Yeah. Each of the levels has like this, you lose control moment and the camera turns to face your animal as it just kind of like flies in a straight line through space.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't move, doesn't react or anything.
And it's through the oh man, these guys have a couple of different extra games too. And the whole race is narrated by God. Like, that's supposed to be God if you look at the materials. And his voice is incredible.
Hagar the tiger in first place.
Like, that's God's voice.
He sounds, it's a very tall man.
Entertainer pig. he does sound like a very tall man. So when you get to these parts, like, as you the first time you're playing it, you round the corner, you see a cannon, you're like, okay, you run into it, the game takes over, your guy crawls into a cannon, turns around and goes, Tragar the tiger in first place, as this like tiger is flying through the air. Like, it's really incredible.
Yep. And there's just something about the incredibly straight, precise movements as they stand stock still moving through the air.
The animal models are really, really special.
Yeah, this is animation. This has to be like some kind of default Blender model, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Because when you go to on the main menu, there's the option for a creature party.
Yeah. Well, that's just a jukebox mode, Gary.
Well, except with like a really amazing creature party that's going on during it.
Yeah.
All the animals have put on their finery and having like a little spin around dance.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the Ark at night.
With disco balls.
And you click on them, they do different kinds of spins.
Uh-huh. Clockwise, counterclockwise.
And we haven't mentioned the soundtrack.
No, we haven't.
Which is like,
boy.
What?
This is, I need to cut in some examples of this, actually.
It does need to be heard to be believed.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord your God.
So these are original compositions. Okay, like this is written by the main guy behind this. Let me see here. Creature credits. His name is Randall Alamo. Alamo? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I don't want to call him Alamo because I really respect him.
Yeah.
But it is Gary, I used to go to church. And I would have continued even after I stopped believing because I like watching people speak. If all services didn't turn into a bunch of music exactly like this, oh, praise, we give our life over, blah, blah, blah.
This is specifically bad because it's not like, cause like we've talked about before how you can immediately pick out Christian rock and like just a couple notes, you know? And this is like Christian, like it's like the Christian setting on Cakewalk, like the program, except with actual guitars, which are done by Mike Dryden. And if you click on Mike Dryden's website for sound design studio, it's got some real, like, this is another rabbit hole that like is rich.
Yeah.
Like we could do a, like talk about Mike Dryden for like, if we had the time, like we're never pressed for time on this show. Like we have to like stretch to fill things out. And now I feel like we're rushing to get everything in.
I know.
If you scroll down on this Mike Dryden website, down to Mike Dryden and Wolfpack, there's a picture of a couple kissing in front of a moon that has a picture of Mike Dryden on it.
Yep.
Like that's so
there's
good.
Also a picture of his kid next to like a literal picture of a wolf.
Yeah.
Well, that's like this, in a cameo.
This Mike Dryden thing is my new backdrop on my computer. Cause he's so good.
Yeah. But yeah, so most of the music, the vocals are performed by what I assume, like her credit link takes you to like a vocalist for hire kind of thing. Like, you know, we match you up with vocalists, and it's that specific kind of like, okay, it's Christian, so we need you to sound soulful, but not black at all.
Yeah.
And also she's singing with all the commitment of somebody who like is like trying to record this in the upstairs bedroom at their parents' house but doesn't want anybody to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Like she's whispering it into the microphone. You gotta live for God, let's help someone.
Like, yeah, for sure. It is the music in this game is really pretty special.
Yeah.
And it's a free game, but if you pay for it, you get the soundtrack.
I kinda so want to.
Yeah, me too. Like I kinda like this could be like, I'm surprised this hasn't blown up in like a Chocolate Rain-esque fashion. Like it's pretty, or like a Brother Man Bill, like it's pretty ridiculous.
Well, also if you look at the website, there's they've got the title of the song, like the actual composition, and then in parentheses, the how it's used in the game. So there is Lord Create a Clean Heart, lyrics by King David of Jerusalem, or Gad the Goat Song.
Yeah, these different characters are all pretty
well. You can buy merch, Gary.
The merch is really good.
I just about bought you a Priscilla the Pig phone cover.
The phone covers are really good. Like I think that again, if we ever do DuckCon, like these will be our big prizes. That poster with the rhino walking towards the space shuttle on the moon that is so obviously a screenshot and has like, you know, power-ups and stuff. There's a little tiny apple that has the Deus Ex font apple over it.
Yep.
And then when you click on it, it gives you the Redbubble thing where it gives you a mock-up of what this poster might look in a very like classily designed living room. It's really special.
It's only $13, Gary. It's pretty big too.
It's all and then you could get the Zoo Party one too, where it's all them dancing. Like all of this merchandise, I want all of it.
Uh-huh.
Like I would use that case, even though my current case like protects my phone if I drop it in a toilet. I would still switch out for this Prissy's place, because it doesn't even have the pig or the name of the place. It just says Prissy's place.
Yep.
And for some reason, the iPad skin is $45. Like, whoa there, cowboy.
I love the t-shirts that are just a screenshot. Like I can only assume just like digitally sprayed onto it because it's Redbubble.
Like they're not like, and they're not staged or anything. They're just random screenshots from a race.
Mm-hmm.
The pillow just has the horse has creature racing full caps. Like this is so good. Man,
you can get a dance floor sticker that looks like a screenshot from Star Wars Galaxies. I shit you not.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it does.
Like,
oh,
yeah, so good.
It's really special. I wonder how long it's been since they've had a Redbubble sale.
I don't know. Like if we just blew it up.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you're listening to this and have money to kill, check it out. And then just make sure you have something in the comments that says, like, because we have to figure out whether this guy is on the forces of good or evil.
I don't know.
Ultimately.
I don't know.
It's a mystery. It's hard to find actual information about the guy who made it, even though it seems like there's got to be a story there.
So there has to be a story. So I did my usual dig. I found his resume, which felt creepy, and I'm not going to say what he does aside from it's very boring. But he's on Twitter, and he only has one tweet, and it was back in like 2012, whenever the most recent like presidential debate was, so probably like 2012. He was tweeting to a Fox News associate talking about like an anchor, I assume for some kind of like panel show, saying talk about how we would free ourselves from foreign oil.
I saw that. I wasn't totally sure it was him or just like somebody with a different name, or the same name rather. I saw that as well, but it's pretty like, it's surprising that there isn't more of a presence for this guy,
because this indicates a level of savvy that if somebody did it intentionally, I don't know that I could tell the difference.
I don't know. I don't know. If it is, hats off. Yeah. If not, also hats off. Like, it's just such a singular work of weirdness that I can't. And it's also like not the least fun game to play.
No, it's actually really fun.
Like it's kind of fun, like for like a student's first like race racing game kind of project. Like, it's pretty fun, and the craziness of it and the unexpectedness of it make it worth playing. Like, you never know what's going to happen yet.
This is free. We need to like reiterate this. This is free if you have a Windows PC.
Yeah, you should really play it.
Yeah.
Like, so, just, you know, zoorace.com, please.
Also, I like just in the creature play talking about it. If you get lost in a random maze, try watching the other ones. Let's see here. Use either the mouse or keyboard for the game menu. Do not use both the keyboard and the mouse when racing unless you are trying to break the game.
In contrast, the slower rhinoceros and bear jump very poorly. But actually, they don't need to jump. Thanks. Because the trick to this is it's kind of like Diddy Kong Racing, where there are water and air sections.
Yeah.
The air sections you don't control, but the water sections, like, you know, the things you have stats. And the animals, when you go into the character selection mode, they have their name and what creature they are, and then, like, this moniker. So it's like the rhino is the gladiator, and the pig is the entertainer, and stuff. Like, it seems like there is a very funny, my friend Derek, his mom used to watch kids. And did like ran a daycare out of her house. And she had like a kids magazine or a magazine about doing that. And it talked about the three different kinds of kids there were. And it was like the leader, the smart aleck, the diplomat. And there were all these little like, you know, class selection for kids. And each one had like a sassy, like little kid, like leaning and looking at the camera. And me and Derek thought that was very funny. And we used to always talk about like, what would the diplomat do in certain situations and stuff. And that's what this reminds me of, because it doesn't have any bearing. Like, there's no reason for that. I mean, I guess the pig was an entertainer before it got transformed Willow-esque into a human man pig. Yeah. But like, prior to that.
But it's Tamar the Lovely.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah. That's it's just confusing, but wonderfully so.
No, but I'm serious. Just like, go on the site, and anytime you see anything with Hannah the teacher, watch it, and then just like try and gauge how hard you are when she transforms into the horse. Like, she walks away from the screen embarrassed, like, oh, hold on a minute, and then stands in place for 3 seconds, and then rotates slowly, shuffles, and then just in a single frame turns into a horse.
There's very much something to the idea that they can't control this. That is what is giving these men boners.
Yeah, which is causing random boners. I hope this doesn't awaken anything in anybody.
Oh, man. Yeah, if so, like, I will feel like my first thought would be like, hey, don't get turned on by people, you know, random internet video game people turning into horses. That's gross. But I would feel so responsible that I couldn't, like, totally disown anybody who did, you know? Like, it'd be like I'd have to like secretly support them, but publicly denounce them.
Yep.
So like, I would secretly send them like podcasts or edited versions where I didn't talk about them.
Yeah. Oh gosh. That just so increases our overhead, Gary. We can't do it.
I know. So yeah, if this does, we'll have to accept you if this does give you boners. Yeah. Speaking of man pigs, just real quick, you know, remember on Deck Feed Live, I was talking about the guy who made the Of Elves and Man Dwarves?
Yes.
thing. I looked him up. I don't want anyone to do this, but and I feel bad about it because I was making fun of him. And to be fair, like, this was 15 years ago mm-hmm. that I knew him, and people can change. But he's like, at some point was active in the Kingdom of Loathing community.
Oh, wow.
Like, did some kind of stuff. Because I looked him up, and he's all friends with Jenny and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? And then asked her about it, like, who this guy is.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, so I feel a little bit bad about that.
Oh.
I mean, he was, you know, worth making fun of at the time. But, yeah. Just a weird little, like, huh. Life is small and strange.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. We didn't talk about the levels at all, Gary.
Okay, let's go through the levels real quick, but we have a real special for our next episode, so let's hurry through them.
Yeah, okay. So Hannah's Heights, you're in a mountain. Most of these take place out of doors, right? In wooded areas, because that is what shipped with 3D Game Studio Max, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's a race. Most races are outside.
Yeah, yeah. And most of these areas are flooded, which indicates that this took place during the biblical times. However, there are also, like, modern-day accoutrements, such as fences, that wall it in. It's very upsetting. But yeah, no, you run up a mountain, and then there's just a straight drop. It's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, as your horse just, and the camera angle changes as you fall.
Yeah, into like just a gray smoky void.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens multiple times.
Yeah. And then after each level, you see Noah running through the woods.
Yeah.
as the craziest, like, Axel F riff on a synth plays.
Yeah.
Oh, and also there's scripture, Gary. There's scripture up in the corner.
And sometimes it's just like, God, what is the God loves you one? The phrasing is weird on it. Like, there's somebody had made all these banners for the end of the race that have kind of like scriptury, religious-y sayings
mm-hmm.
when you get there. There's no penalty or benefit to coming in any place.
Right.
Like, you just get to the end and everybody gets to dance.
There's no, you know, there's no podium or anything. Yeah, just everybody dances. Cain's Cavern, you have to run through a stained glass maze. with like a cathedral. This again, all of these obstacles set up by the sons of Noah, who I guess were taking a break from founding all of the nations of the world. Okay, cool.
Pretty special.
Yeah. And then you run into some pirate caverns.
Okay. Into it.
Reuben's Roads. Let's see here. Reuben the rhinoceros, he's wearing a helmet that has horns on it.
The gladiator.
Yeah, yep. This has a cowbell song in the background. There's nothing too crazy about this aside from the stampede that's running against you. Oh, and also there are what appears to be literal models ripped from Mr. Mosquito.
Weird. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, they look like either Mr. Mosquito or the Purple People Eater. It's crazy. Priscilla's Place, this is the pig one. You run through an abattoir full of bats and hydrogen balloons.
I did this one.
Okay.
And that's really crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Like that was surprising to me.
Seth's Safari, has you at multiple points, either running directly towards or blowing through a sign that says John 3:16. I'm serious. You end up going into, a sunken city. It's a flooded city that is overrun with dinosaurs that run around in random crazy patterns.
The dinosaur models are going to show up next episode too.
Yep.
It's a little spoiler, but I like the way that this guy steals dinosaur models.
But you're running down some train tracks and you hit a dead end and, oh no, what's happening? A train's coming at me. It's going to hit me. No. Oh wait, what's happening? I'm a goat and I'm piloting the train. Oh, yeah. It derailed off of a bridge, but don't worry. You slow down as you crash through the John 3:16 billboard.
It's action packed. It's so good.
Let me see here. Bethany's Blaster. It's a civil.
I played Bethany's Blaster.
Yep,
for
it's
sure.
A Civil War reenactment compound.
Yeah, like, you know, pre-flood.
Yeah, you know,
or during the flood, Civil War.
You're shot.
Which Civil War?
What's so civil about war anyway? You're shot out of a cannon into a piranha pool, you're running around like a field of porta pots with a bunch of possums. Oh, yep. Also there are there are planes that are flying over you doing bombing runs.
The bombing runs are so, like,
well, they're
hard
dropping
to get
fireworks.
Around. Yeah, they're dropping fireworks that, like, really fuck you up. and then the porta potty things too. They're like spawn things from Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're monster boxes.
Yeah, exactly. They just keep spawning porcupines.
Mm-hmm. Did you play Gad's Galaxy?
I did. Yeah. because that's the one where you go to the moon.
Yep. Which just out of nowhere, like I saw that in the trailer for it, like as they were showing gameplay, and then I guess I forgot about it or it didn't register. I had the same delight again when I hop on this rocket, and it's actually beautifully composed as you're this goat flying across the screen, like, you know, dead in the middle on this Acme rocket. It's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very prominent in the. It's what's on their cards.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy the greeting cards from their shop, like it is a prominent image of a rhino strapped to a rocket going to the moon, yeah. Which like, of course it is. And of course it should be.
Why not? And then there's Tamar's Turf, which is a jungle.
Yeah. The levels are surprisingly like varied and fun though,
mm-hmm.
more so than a lot of racing games. Like I feel like kart racing could use more of this just like crazy shit.
Yeah.
Just happening out of nowhere.
There's no rhyme or reason to what happens next. Like nothing, yeah. Nothing about this is connected to anything else about this.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's like my favorite. I recently watched when Bob was in town, we went and saw Face Off.
I thought that was the name of the movie. When Bob was in town.
When Bob was in town.
Is that the sequel to What About Bob?
Yeah. When Bob was in town. I did make a quick movie about me and Bob and hanging out, but the wind saw Face Off, and I had a distinct moment watching it where I was like, part of the reason this is such a delightful experience is because no line feels connected to the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no connective tissue between these sentences, so it's impossible to predict, mm-hmm. and therefore it's like engaging this part of my brain that like it's fooling the part of my brain that predicts plots, right? Like you spend your whole life like reading stories and thinking about stories and writing stories and stuff, you start thinking you know them pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody can come along and just totally like destroy that part of your brain,
mm-hmm.
that's a gift and you should seek it out.
Yeah.
And this is that.
It's what David Lynch tried to do with Inland Empire and failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. so it's really, really special and it is a must play. you know, as much as anything else we've done on the show.
Yeah.
Better than Home Improvement.
Gary, oh, wow, that is high praise.
Yeah.
Bless it. Yeah. Who's Zoo Dog? Like, I want this to turn into a Who is John Galt style thing.
Because that's the contact, is contact Zoo Dog.
Yeah.
It's the guy, it's his nickname. Because his email address is R. Alemo. At 777 at Gmail.
Yep.
With his other two games that we have to do on the show.
Yep.
Like one of which we're, and spoiler, because we're getting near the end of this episode.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a very special, this is a two-part Abject Suffering, because it's so good. We're going to play a little game that he has called the Angel Quiz, which is a choose your own adventure, YouTube choose your own adventure game that we're going to play for our next episode. But Noah's Animal Adventures, we should play
mm-hmm.
at some point as well, because I'm sure it's special.
Yeah. Oh, God, Gary. I'm just, this is a blast of serotonin is what this is.
It is, like I said at the beginning, I feel gifted. I feel like I've been blessed. Which, like, what if there was a such thing as God, what a roundabout way for him to work if that was the intention.
For him to speak through you via Zoo Race?
Yeah, him to speak, to get to me, he spoke through the Zoo Dog to make him make this game. And then make us make this podcast so we'd run into this game.
Yeah.
And then appreciate all the magic and, you know, whimsy in his creation.
Uh-huh.
And his people through Zoo Race and Zoo Dog. Like Zoo that, Dog. That is a crazy thought.
Blessed be the meek Zoo Dog.
Blessed be the meek Zoo Dog. I love Zoo Dog. Like he's now on the good list the war. Yeah. He's now on our like, thing. I can't remember where we stand with that, whether we need more villains or more heroes.
We need more heroes, actually, because we've run across more shitheads than forces for good. Like, as far as I know, the forces for good are Crick, that accountant who did the Burt's Dinosaurs,
yep.
and the Sad Sack who wrote the stuff that's coded into Spellcraft.
Oh yeah, but he was going to betray us partway through. When, the vaping men's right advocate from Seattle like offers him his
yep.
his lady love. But yeah, this is now we have the power of the Zoo Dog.
Yeah, and he's going to be a bit of a loose cannon, right? Like he's we may not agree with his politics. What's that?
He's going to provide us with mounts.
No, he's going to turn us into mounts.
Yeah, I didn't ask for this.
I'd be called a kangaroo. No.
And then we just solemnly walk off to a dance floor and start spinning. Yeah.
No.
Oh, this website is dedicated to God's fun-loving creatures worldwide.
And if you click that, it takes you to the Redbubble site for the tote bag.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Just the innocence. Just the, like, you know, all God's creatures love to have fun. These animals don't want to eat each other. They probably just want to race and hang out.
Well, they were the best behaved of the animals, Gary.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a hard time believing the rhino is one of the best animals, or the tiger.
Well, it was the best behaved of their races.
Well, he's only supposed to have two. Mm-hmm. It's more behaved than the lady one, or the male one, I guess. Like, there's just two. It's Noah's Ark. I get it.
No.
But just after he repopulates them, like.
No, at the beginning of every race, he throws open the gates. They blow the doors off.
They are really excited.
Yeah.
They look like they're having the best time. Like.
Yeah. Look at them spin.
Yeah, it is a fun. Everyone's having fun.
It's like a zero acceleration spin. They just
let's go to the next week.
Okay. Well, first off, do you want to know who gave us this gift?
Oh yeah.
Holland Hume and Vernatio.
Oh, the Holland Hume, thank you very much.
Oh, also a man named Ass Viper.
Yeah, Ass Viper and Vernatio very well could be the agents of God, though. Yeah. Like, set this up. Like, Holland Hume, I know, and we talked to Holland. Vernatio and Ass Viper. My hat's off to you, Ass Viper.
Yeah. Oh, man. Life is magical, Gary.
Send me an angel. So next week, again, we're doing something called the Angel Quiz, which is an interactive YouTube Choose Your Own Adventure that he's created.
Yeah.
That is pretty special, and we're going to be actually doing that. We both played it for a while, mm-hmm. but we're going to do it on air, as because this game requires, this company requires, probably at least before they die and we die, like mm-hmm. probably four episodes of the show eventually.
Yeah,
I bet because whatever they do is worth a look.
I think this guy might be the American Christian Sweary 63.
Yeah, he's. So if you like this episode. If you want to hear more Abject Suffering, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. At a certain level, you get a bonus episode per month, mm-hmm. and that is great. And another level, you get to vote to have your pick of games. You can just straight up say, like, hey, play this, and mm-hmm. we'll do it.
Yeah. And that episode's going to, one of those episodes is going to be coming up here towards the end of September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So help us out there. Ratings, reviews on iTunes, blogging it, Twittering it. Mm-hmm. Those are all helpful things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are still doing any back to school shopping, duckfeed.tv/tipjar. Those Amazon links do a great deal to help us cover expenses.
Yep. Or Christmas shopping mm-hmm. upcoming, or any holiday you choose.
We're on that creep.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be Black Friday for the network soon. Where we all stand over, you know, I don't know, Merkel's desiccated corpse.
Like, it's always Merkel.
I almost just said Dennis, but he's a father, and it made me feel bad. I got sad for a second, like, thinking about the joke I was going to make
about
network sacrificing Dennis.
No.
Not that I want to sacrifice Merkel. I love Merkel, but like,
but he's canonically the one who always goes first in your in the scenarios you run.
Exactly. If I had a holodeck. we will see you next week with the Angel Quiz.
Yeah. So until next time,
keep cricking it.
Who is Zoo Dog?
Yeah, who is Zoo Dog? What is Zoo Dog?
What am Zoo Dog? I need to get some water. I've been laughing too much. I'll be right back.
Let's do it up. Get some water.